Here's the editor of Lenswork Publishing, Brooks Jensen.
Announcing a new photograph. And no, I'm not announcing a new photograph. I want to talk about all the emails I get from people announcing their new photographs. I remember with, I guess, a sort of aging nostalgia, when we would feel so proud about a new image we'd created. We'd proclaim, look at what I've done. I particularly remember having that feeling when I would go to the Portland Photographers Forum monthly meeting in Portland when I lived there long before Lenswork, and all of us would show up with a new print or two or three, and it was a big deal. And we'd all show our work with the hopes of getting maybe some applause, maybe some useful commentary that we could improve the image with. But there was always that sense of, look what I've done. We were told back then by all the masters of photography, most importantly Ansel Adams, that 10 new prints in a year was a good crop. Well, fast forward now to 2026. I'll receive an email announcement about once a week with this same sense of excitement, announcing my new print, hooray, you know? And I'm supposed to be all excited for them that they made a new print. And I wish I could be excited about such pronouncements. But to be honest, they leave me feeling underwhelmed. And it's not because they're bad images. They're almost universally very good images. And I enjoy receiving the emails. And I like looking at the images. And sometimes I like what the photographer is doing enough to make contact and ask them if they want to submit to Lenswork. So it's not a quality issue that leaves me feeling underwhelmed, but rather sort of a volumetric issue. Somehow, one print in today's world of technology just doesn't seem like much of an achievement. Back in the day, making one print was the result of lots and lots of labor and hours and skill and development of techniques and craft and properly mixing the chemistry and probably a day or more in the darkroom. And then there was the matting and the framing. It was a huge deal. And to produce that one print was an accomplishment. It was worthy of applause. Things seem to have shifted these days. A couple of issues ago in Lenswork, I mentioned this idea of using poster hangers on a large wall that we have in the house, and I put up a thematic display of 13 images. Well, that had been up for a while, and we decided to change it. So I jumped into Lightroom, made a selection of 13 new images, printed them all out of my inkjet printer, took them all downstairs, removed the images that were up, replaced the 13 images in the poster hangers with new content, hung them all up. Took me about an hour and a half. In comparison to my youth, anyway, it's incredibly easy. And does that make a difference? Should I get more applause because I was able to do 13 prints in roughly an hour and a half? Or does the single image in 1975 deserve more applause because it was so difficult to do back then? What is the tangible result, the implications of the fact that it's now relatively easy for us to make an image? I don't know. But I do know that these days when someone announces that they've made a new print, like I say, it just leaves me kind of saying, okay, fine, where's the rest of them? And I'm not really comfortable with that, because I know making a print is an accomplishment. It takes a lot of practice and a lot of skill and a lot of effort and a lot of time and a lot of sensitivity. And sometimes we have to sweat bullets to get an image to come out just exactly right. But for some reason, with the ease of productivity that we have these days, it doesn't feel like an individual image is the result of much effort, even though it may be. On the other hand, the production of a bunch of images, like the 13 I have on the wall downstairs, looks like a heck of an accomplishment because there's 13 prints all hanging for display on the wall, but really, it just wasn't that big a deal to put it together. There always was, I think from the very earliest days of photography, there always was some sort of connection between effort and result. And for the first 80 years or so of photography, that was undeniable. But then along comes Eastman Kodak, you push the button, we do the rest, etc. And suddenly the amount of effort it took to make a photograph seemed immaterial. Matter of fact, you could simply farm out the effort. But then if you wanted to be a fine art photographer, you know, following the footsteps of the great photographers, Stieglitz, Weston, Adams, etc., then you had to do your own darkroom work, and all of a sudden there was effort introduced back into the equation. And the bigger the image, the more the effort it seemed to require, and so applause for the accomplishment. But now the pendulum has swung back again in the opposite direction, and we all know, that to make a good photograph is a little bit of Photoshop trickery and Command-P. And as a result of that, announcing that you've made a good photograph leaves the rest of the audience saying, yeah, content is cool, the image can be wonderful, but the print, I don't know. And maybe that's one of the reasons why so many young photographers are going back to film, back to the wet darkroom, back to the days when it was really, really difficult to make a good print. And when you managed to accomplish that, there was some tangible reward because the effort was recognized and acknowledged as an accomplishment. But I can't help but think, in the context of the trillions of photographs that are being made every year now, that the accomplishment of one gelatin silver print or one platinum palladium print or one gum bichromate print will likely remain a fun thing for the photographers to do, because it can be a lot of fun. But the accomplishment of success is not going to be very impressive as photography is perceived more and more and more as the product of mechanics, computerized automation, and a mechanical art form that supposedly doesn't take much talent. And even though you and I know the error of that way of thinking, we also know there's a kernel of truth in it. Because the making of a photograph, even a pretty large piece of fine art photography, just isn't the kind of accomplishment that it used to be, even just a scant 30 or 40 or 50 years ago.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.